Well, and Olney back with today's talking point. The Dutch supermarket group Jumbo has announced it will start selling edible insect products in all its stores next year. Will American supermarkets be next? Marcel Dikke is a professor of entomology at the Wageningen University in the Netherlands. He's author of The Insect Cookbook, Food for a Sustainable Planet. Professor, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
So we'll get some recipes later. How important is it that a supermarket group in Holland has announced that it's going to start selling edible insect products?
Well, I think that's an important step in the whole process that we're going through, where we started about 15 years ago to advertise that insects are an excellent protein source, that would be a protein source important for the future. And initially, of course, no one in the Western part of the world said, that's what I always wanted to eat. But on the other hand, 2 billion people on this globe are using them as food in a regular way as a delicacy, and they enjoy them so much, just like we enjoy lobster or shrimp as a delicacy.
In what form are they delicacies?
They are delicacies in the sense that if they're available in the season in many countries, then people go out and collect them in the wild, and they will eat them, and they will eat them either cooked or sometimes raw, but in many cases cooked, boiled, fried in various different ways.
Which ones are good raw?
I've seen people eat beetle larvae raw. I've never had raw insects. Apart from raw fish, I don't eat anything raw. But it's the insects that I've had in many restaurants around the globe. I've always enjoyed a meal like that so much that those kind of restaurants I would go back to.
Where other than in the Netherlands are there restaurants that have insects on the menu?
Well, like it was said in the intro, there's restaurants in New York, in San Francisco, Los Angeles. There's restaurants in China, in Thailand, in Mexico. You can buy them on the street, Chapulines. In fact, in South America, Central America, Africa, Southeast Asia, it's common to eat them. And in fact, it's very interesting to see that in a country like Australia, the aboriginals, they call locusts or grasshoppers, they call them sky shrimps.
You mentioned that this might not be immediately appealing to people in Western countries, even though there are restaurants all over the place already that are serving them. How do people get over that ick feeling, as it's called, about eating insects?
Well, there's various ways you can do that. The first thing is that people need to be taught why it would be good to eat insects. And it's, apart from them being a delicacy, it's very environmentally benign to eat insects compared to normal meat, because it uses far less feed and they produce far less manure. The manure that they produce is producing far less greenhouse gases per pound. And they also use less water. And for instance, in the San Francisco area, there's a company that makes cricket flour into protein bars. And especially from environmental point of view, and it is a company called Chapul, from Chapulines, from locusts, they were inspired by using something that's high quality food, yet not a burden to the environment.
So do people then, you mentioned that they make a grain out of this. It's the wrong term, obviously, but they yeah. Grind them up. Otherwise, when they are cooked, is it important to put various kinds of spices on them to mask the taste, or is the taste of the insects itself, in some cases, palatable?
The insect in itself has a palatable taste, and people compare some species to nuts. Well, we have, in fact, a wide palette of tastes, because there's about 2,000 species that are being eaten around the globe. Each has its own taste, but just like you with regular meats, you can enhance the taste by putting a bit of salt or pepper. You can also do that with insects. And in fact, the way a cook prepares the insects will tell you how will influence how tasty the dish is, just like with any kind of food.
When you mentioned
that's why we produced this this insect cookbook. And in the insect cookbook, we don't only have recipes, but we also have interviews with influential people. And one of them is the chef of the restaurant Noma in Copenhagen, which has now four times been elected as the best restaurant in the world. And the chef there, René Redzepi, he takes insects into his recipes, especially because they provide a flavor, they provide a taste that he would not be able to get into his recipes in any other way.
I take it live ants are one of the things that they serve at Noma.
I don't think they serve them live, but they do use ants, and especially local ants that they use. And they got the idea from a Brazilian chef, a high-ranking chef in Brazil, who taught them that Brazilian ants are excellent food. And, well, once they were eating the first ones there, they said, wow, this is a taste we can't compare to anything else, and we'd like to have that in our food.
When you talk about feed and manure and gases and the amount of water that are used by the insects, I take it these are not produced by hunter-gatherers, but rather they're farmed.
Most people in the world that eat insects at the moment, these 2 billion, they collect them in the wild.
They do.
But there's now a development where both in Thailand, where there's about 20,000 household farms that produce crickets and sell them on the market. In the Netherlands, we have 3 insect farms by now that produce insects especially for human consumption. And I know that also in the United States and Canada, the first farms have been set up for producing insects for human consumption, and that's also what the sources are for a range of companies in the United States that are now making these protein and energy bars based on insect meal.
All right, we're out of time. I just want to make clear there's no lack of courage around here. I did have a cricket flour cookie before doing this program. It tasted delicious. It was just like any other cookie. Marcel Dikke, if you want the recipes for insects, his book is The Insect Cookbook, Food for a Sustainable Planet. Thanks so much for being on our program.
It was a pleasure being there.